Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. A new report from the Australian Human Rights Commission highlights systemic racism in Australia, affecting people across health services, schools, workplaces, and interactions with police. Respondents reported feeling that their cultural background affected the quality of health care they received from professionals, while others said they felt unsafe at school due to discrimination from teachers. More than 1,200 people with lived experience of racism from across Australia were interviewed for the report. The Deputy Prime Minister, Richard Marles, says the federal government won't be bringing back the baby bonus to help lift Australia's falling birth rate. The country's total fertility rate has dropped to the lowest level in 17 years, to 1.5 babies per woman. There were just 287,000 births registered in Australia in 2023, the lowest level since 2006. Mr. Marles told Channel 7 the federal government is concerned about the falling birth rate. But at this stage, there is no decision to reintroduce measures like the baby bonus.
It's not something that we've been discussing. I mean, I'm interested, obviously, in those figures. What we are focused on is ways in which we can make it more affordable to raise a family. That, like, a huge focus of actually the Prime Minister, but the whole government, has been on more affordable childcare, which really does make a difference in terms of the ability of people to have children and raise children.
Governor-General Sam Mostyn says she is looking forward to greeting King Charles on his first visit to Australia as monarch. As well as being the UK's head of state, the King is also head of state in 14 other Commonwealth countries, including Australia. King Charles says whether Australia becomes a republic in the future is a matter for Australia. King Charles and Queen Camilla arrive in Australia tomorrow for a week-long visit before they travel to Samoa for the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Ms. Mostyn told SBS she will be seeking to show the royals a modern Australia.
The conversations I'll be having with the King really go to showing him a modern Australia. He's a modern King. I've had several very, very lovely conversations with him. He has a great warmth and kindness at his core. He cares very deeply about the country, but he cares about the way Australians want this country to proceed.
Fans have spoken of their grief over the death of former One Direction singer Liam Payne. The 31-year-old was found dead after falling from the third floor of a hotel in the Palermo neighbourhood of the Argentinian capital, Buenos Aires. Police say they were sent to the hotel in response to an emergency call about an aggressive man who could be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. This fan says she's heartbroken over the death of the singer.
I can't explain how I'm feeling right now. I'm shaking. I'm really nervous. I didn't with my cell phone in the moment that happened. 1 hour after I saw the news, my friend was sending me a message about that and said that to me that is near where I'm right now. I'm on vacation here in Argentina and I'm shocked. I can't believe what is happening right now.
I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's SBS News in Easy English.